what did you call it, in other words, this furniture? Bureau or dresser, I see. Now, have you ever heard any other names for this type of furniture?
I don't believe I have.
All right. If, in your house, did you have a room or an area of rooms at the top of the house, above the rooms, before you, under the roof?
We had what we call the upstairs.
Uh-huh.
There was one big room that was finished, and the other wasn't. We just kept it. It was more of an attic, you might say, where we used it for storage. We kept trunks and things of that nature up there.
Did you have a little room off the kitchen where you stored the canned goods?
Yes, we had a little pantry.
And now, how about your mother? Was she the kind that kept everything or threw it all away?
Well, she wasn't the type that kept things too much.
So you wouldn't have had anything that stored that was of no particular value?
Not too much, uh-uh.
If
nothing except those who own trunks.
Uh-huh.
They had their own individual things in there. I remember my sister, who had a sad thing to happen. Her sweetheart died, and she kept her love letters and the gifts that he had given her, you know, in this trunk. We always loved to go up in the attic, in the upstairs, and look. You know, go into the truck and look at those things.
And if you had any members that kept a lot of things maybe that your mother thought weren't useful enough.
I'll tell you what we did have. A lot of books.
Books.
Books. We had worlds of books.
Yes.
And pictures. Pictures of the grandparents and great-grandparents maybe and of the family.
Well, we feel like today when we go into the homes of our children that we're teaching, that if we see a lot of books in the home, then we know the child will probably have no trouble with reading.
That's right.
Because they're used to seeing people read.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if any of the children had kept, since your mother was not one who kept unnecessary objects, what would she have called anything they would keep that she thought was not necessary to keep?
Well, that I don't know.
Just don't know. All right. Now, who did the common, ordinary labor about your house?
Well, there were five girls, and each girl had her chores. And we kept the house while my mother saw to fix, worked, you might say, worked the garden and gathered the vegetables and prepared them and did the cooking.
I see. And when you had to do this kind of thing, what kind of work, what did you call it?
Well, just plain housework.
This was your daily housework.
That's right.
And how did you, what did you sweep with?
We had brooms made of straw gathered from the fields. My mother would go out and gather this straw and come home and strip it. And sometimes we bought them from men who made them and wrapped them with white oak strips.
Oh. When I imagine
very tight.
Did they last better than ours today?
I don't know that they did, but that's what we used anyway.
Mm-hmm. And on Monday, the women of your house usually did their what?
Washing.
And you said your house had more than one floor?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get from one floor to the second?
By a staircase.
And